love talking to the YMCA. I love talking to our great friends. And Jackie always makes herself available. It doesn't matter about how foggy as it is out there.
Was Jackie. A little foggy as.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How
are you? Always fronting up. Doesn't matter how cold it is. Doesn't matter
this
if it's a heat
wave.
It's
probably been the coldest, and I've got the slippers on. I was hoping that wouldn't be brought up now that I've done it myself.
They're not slippers. They're Ugg boots.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw you limping in because you've got a sore leg.
Yes, I have.
When I saw you limping in those amazing looking Uggs, I was a little bit jealous that I didn't have mine on because they kind of keep your feet really warm.
Yeah, and if your toes are warm, the body's much, much warmer.
I want to ask you this. Is it socially acceptable to wear your Ugg boots out of the house? Is it? Because if you say
I'm here.
I know. My question is, if you say yes, I'm going to wear them on Saturday morning here in the studio.
Oh, totally to here. There's just we're just friends here.
What about if I'm going out for coffee or breakfast afterwards?
I don't want to offend all those people that do. But I can't do it.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
But my hubby has work boots that I bought from the Ugg shop.
Yes.
So you can get Ugg boots in the form of a work boot that he wears all the time.
Brilliant.
All weekend.
I have a little bet with myself. There is no way that you are going down to Casey Central on Saturday wearing your Ugg boots.
How much do you want to put on it?
Well, I'm not going to see it because I've got to work on Saturday. But,
oh.
But I would know. You can send a picture and social media, that
all
stuff, let people
sure
know you're going to do it.
Told.
Let's go the week after.
I will be told.
Do you want to put money on that and say it live on air?
No.
Because I'm going to do
what colour have you got? What colour are your boots? Are they black?
No, mine are the kind of beigey kind of, you know.
Like mine.
Yeah.
I feel like the black ones are a little bit more acceptable. I'm
do
not
you?
Sure why, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to get into any bogan talk right here, but I should have black ones. I'll just say that.
Now,
I think you could probably go to Fountain Gate in them.
Okay, good.
What you can't do, you go to Fountain Gate for sure. Yeah. What you don't do is you don't wear Ugg boots when you go swimming.
Probably shouldn't.
Jackie's top of mind with Jackie about swimming and how important swimming is and going through a process of getting swimming lessons. If you're a family or you're adults, it doesn't really matter. There's no age discrimination there.
No,
it's about learning
talking,
to swim.
Yeah. A lot of adults are too embarrassed to come down and sign up for swimming lessons, but we're just talking about how many actually do. We have a lot of adults in our swimming lesson programs across both KC Race and KC Arc. So don't be embarrassed. Come and see us and we'll see what we can find for you.
Make sure you come down to the centre and just ask for the champion of swimming lesson sales. I'm not going to mention who that is. That there is an award for that. I haven't seen that.
You're my favourite all week.
Oh, good on you, Jake. All week?
Let's see how you do this week.
Okay.
Do you want me to take my Ugg boots and leave now? I feel like I'm ruining the moment.
I love talking to families coming in that understand the importance of swimming lessons, and I love talking to adults that decide that they need to learn to swim. They understand they come to a country now that there is plenty of access to water. They might not have had that from where they were. And I think it's great that they think, we need to be safe. We need to understand. Not only we want to learn to swim, we know we need to learn to swim, and they value the importance of it. So it's a great story to go through with a lot of these families when they pop across to the country and they know they want to go and paddle a little bit and learn to swim. So it's great.
And it's really hard. I've spoken to a lot of parents who put their kids in lessons and they can't swim.
Yep.
The adult can't swim themselves. So they still can't go to the beach because they don't feel safe to take their kids to the beach or to the pool. And particularly if the kids are that little bit younger, you want to be able to get in the water and help them if they need help. And a lot of people, although they're letting their kids come to swimming lessons, they still won't let them go swimming outside the lesson because they're not comfortable enough to be able to help them if they needed to. So if for no other reason than to learn some rescue skills, get yourself into some lessons.
I think it's a very important message as well because we don't hear too many messages around swimming through winter, do we? It's all the advertising campaigns, the marketing campaigns will really ramp up as we come into summertime.
That's right.
But there are plenty of opportunities to swim in heated pools through winter. It's not just a summer thing. Okay, most of us hit the beach when it gets a little warmer, but we should be pushing the message through these winter months anyway.
Well, the winter months we tend to see more drownings in the inland waterways, and it tends to be that one of the highest percentages are older adults who are out fishing or in tinnies out on the water, paddleboarding, catching yabbies and all that sort of thing that just happen to fall in the water, and it is icy cold, obviously.
Right.
Can take your breath away, and you tend to panic when you freezing.
That's one of the biggest things, isn't it? It's that panic sets in and you don't know what to do, whereas if you've got the basics, that will kick in at that time.
Yeah, and during summer, if you fall in, at least it's that little bit warmer, you can catch your breath and think about how you're going to get back, whereas in the middle of winter when it's freezing cold, the heart doesn't really like that so much, so it takes all the blood from your brain and, you tend to panic. And fishing from the rocks, I'm sure you've seen around the beaches, there's a lot of fishermen fishing from the rocks, and those waves just catch them unexpectedly, and, in they go. And when it's cold, it's really hard to think.
I think that's the message, isn't it? We think of swimming, we're going for a swim, we're going to the beach. At summertime, we're going to go for a paddle and a swim, we're going to go down the pool and going to have a swim, but it's a lot more than that. Anytime you're around water, you can be swept into it. So it's a very, very strong message. What's the message looking like now from the Y?
Around the water? Don't drink if you're around the water is a really, really big one, because you can tend to get a little bit sillier. Mm-hmm. Those older age groups are quite high. The primary school age groups is the lowest drowning rates at the moment.
Right.
So we really need to be looking at those adults 25 plus are the highest drowning. So they're the ones that tend to have that extra drink or two or three around the campfire. They go out camping for a couple of nights and
then get a bit silly.
Get a little bit adventurous and or go out on their own. Like, there's a lot of the next age group, the over 50s, that get up in the morning early and off they go fishing on their own.
Yeah.
So just make sure you always take someone. Always be with someone so that they can either get help or pass you something to pull you back in.
I think a really strong message is we don't hesitate to put our kids through swimming lessons, because we understand how that needs to happen and why, the safety aspect of making sure the kids are going to be okay as they get old. But look after yourself as well. Don't be embarrassed by coming down and learning to swim. There's a lot of adults that come down and learn to swim.
There is. And nothing embarrassing about fishing, that. You should know how to swim. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it makes sense, but if you're doing anything around the water, you really just even come and test out your skills. If you're too embarrassed to jump into a class, come down and just test out your skills and make sure you can roll over and float and all those things before you think, oh, I might just out of the blue go fishing today and I've never swum before in my life.
There's nothing better than seeing kids that are confident in the water. I love it. Mm. What's the big floaty things we have in the water down there on a Sunday?
The Wibbit every Sunday.
And I was watching yesterday these kids going around the circuit in the water and just watching how confident some are and how nervous some are, but they've all got their life jackets on and they're just enjoying the water. None of the kids were scared of the water. Some were obviously a little bit more confident around the water, but they stayed within the confines of the floaty devices. And I love the way that all the instructors were there getting involved as well. So part of what the Y does, what a great way to have the kids enjoying water and feeling safe because on the back of some really solid swimming lessons, so they feel comfortable around the water.
I have a couple of four-year-olds that I teach, and one of them went to Cairns a couple of weeks ago and his mum said, oh, he could actually, I put him in a snorkeling lesson in a pool and his instructor said, why isn't he out in the ocean snorkeling? And I said, well, didn't you let him go out? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't think he could swim that well. I'm like, these kids can swim amazing. They're four. And once he's had 4 years of lessons just about. Yep. So she didn't realise they really are valuable. You can take your kids out. They're really safe, obviously, when you go out snorkeling. But they really give them the confidence to get out and enjoy what we've got to offer.
Hey, when I was away living in Queensland, there was quite a significant event happened here 12 months ago.
There was. You missed it.
I did. I missed it. I heard all about it.
I'll tell you what, we'll invite you to the first birthday this week.
Looking forward to it, because what a great facility. I went through there a couple of months ago and I popped in there again a couple of weeks ago just to inquire about basketball for old people, and they do have some of that. And the facility, the facility is first class, isn't it? Really,
it's amazing.
At any national level, the facilities over here at Casey Stadium are just first class. So you could put on any tournament in that place, and so it's great. So significant milestone coming up this week.
I believe it was this weekend just gone that maybe next weekend that we will officially be open 1 year. So
that's extraordinary.
All
well done.
Week this week they'll be celebrating over there. Starting today, we were talking about some shooting over there. You can go not rifle shooting, which people have asked about, but you can take your basketball over or you can hire one there. They've got 2-for-1 shooting this today, actually. I think it's a different offer every day, so keep an eye on Facebook. They're going to have a jumping castle there tonight as well between 4 and 5.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So if you love like that. A good jumping castle, yeah, I know. Cindy will be down there, elbows out.
Ugg boots on.
Ugg boots on.
Ugg boots take your
off.
Shoes
yeah,
off.
I think you've got to take your shoes off.
It does.
You're in trouble, aren't you?
You might be able to wear your Ugg boots on there. I don't know.
Hey, Jackie's got my back, see?
Yeah, I can see this. Yeah. I'll see what's going on. That's fine.
So that's great. That's a magnificent achievement, really, and it's hard to believe that it's been 12 months, but... So people don't understand, if you're a member of the centres as well, of ARC and RACE, you have that ability to go and shoot around as well and use the facilities. There's a whole heap of great facilities that are part of the group,
yep.
The Casey Group.
Seven now we've got.
Seven, is it?
Seven,
wow.
Yeah. So you can go and do, if you're a member at ARC, RACE or Endeavour in the gym, you can go to, well, Endeavour Hills has got its own stadium or over here to Casey Stadium to do some shooting anytime you want.
Mm.
Yeah, your membership gets you in there anytime you like. So you can get your skills up there, Daz.
Well, I need it.
I want to do
out
that.
Of the game too long.
I want to play. Mm. I wouldn't be very good at it. I still want to play.
Cindy, yeah. There's a netball shootout over at the stadium at 4:15 today. You
Is
any
there?
Good at netball?
Yeah, I used to be goal shooter in netball.
Of course you did.
4:15 today.
Of course I did.
Get on over there.
Love this.
Of course you did.
What do you mean?
Of course you did.
I was goal shooter.
It's funny you didn't run the place. You haven't done that at some stage.
She was too busy winning all the swimming comps.
I was.
With Ugg boots.
Best and fairest under 16 netball as well.
Yeah, there you go.
That's before they changed it to fairest and best.
Ah, wow. Most improved. Most encouraging. Greatest attempt. Hey, Jackie, have a great week.
Will do.
Are you going to be over at the stadium at all, or are you just going to be swanning around down there at ARC?
I will probably spend next weekend over there. My daughter's in a basketball tournament. Mm. But until then, I'll probably be racer ARC for me.
Okay. Make sure you go and say hello to Jackie when she runs. Big smiley faces.
And go and see Daz and let him get number one salesperson of the week again.
Do some more sales and swimming lessons. Hey, good on, Jackie. Thanks for braving the cold and coming and spending your Monday morning with us, a little bit of it anyway. And have a great week. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks for having me.